Well.
Nobody's gonna hear this except me.
He's such an amazing person that he wants everything to be done quick.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's not the way you do it. But Smithsonian Institute is looking into the wallpaper on the third floor in Paula Bray's room, which is the room with all the old clothes up there, original paper, and to see what about the ceiling, or if the walls in the parlor can be cleaned. After all, everybody says, well, Jacqueline Kennedy did it, but Jacqueline Kennedy in the first place probably had some very expensive Chinese paper, which was hard to come by. And this had to have been what local paper they ever had here. I don't think there's anything Chinese about this paper at all.
But Patty, could this paper be a bit, could it have been brought from here? You know,
cool.
Pass on Kiowa.
Oh, yeah.
They're going 300 years old.
Yeah.
You know, that wallpaper, they're bringing that, restoring that wallpaper, and it was brought over from.
Yes, I'm sure, Sally, that you could. But then, you see, a family that a child has its place and an adult has its place, you really don't find out very much. And it was just in later years that I knew an awful lot more.
Mm-hmm.
You start out with some knowledge, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always saying to my sister, talk to the grandchildren, tell them what's going on. They'd rather come here, you know. So I can tell them. The privy screen upstairs is a little handmade screen. Well, you got a two privies in the backyard, one for black, one for white.
Mm.
But you don't want the privy at night. So you put the pot behind the screen, and it's a privy screen.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, where did I get that from? An antique dealer that got up in the crowd of people that were coming through the house. And I heard her say to the other, that's a privy screen. And I just casually said, it is. And she said, oh, yes. That's to put the pot behind at night. And she said, you know, it's worth $250. And I said, but we're not selling anything. I said, this is just a tour. Well, you know, she lost interest right away.
Huh.
I really never knew where she was from, except she was out of Atlanta. There was a group of people out of Atlanta. And they're always kind of biggish, bigger than we are, taller, you know. And moneyed. And I guess they were just coming to buy us out. But then that wasn't the way it was. Well, you better turn it off now till we think of something else to say.
Well, I've got plenty of questions.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Do you mind if we just keep going? We can.
No.
There's no reason why we couldn't. You were talking about.
You have just to snap your fingers if you think it's something that's off color. That's already on the tape now, Sally. So
all day.
Well, I'll tell you what my procedure is. I go through the tape, see, and then I use a phonetic notation to write down specific words and phrases and things like that that I'm looking for. And I prefer it, actually, if they come out just in ordinary conversation.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right.
Because then it's more natural, it's just the way people ordinarily
well,
talk.
What was it somebody said to me the other day, that they never heard a pot liquor? I said, I can't believe it, you never heard a pot liquor. So, we went into gory detail about pot liquor. Streak of lean, streak of fat, you gotta cook the vegetables in, and then you give the baby what's left. That was Dr. Mulherin's
old one. Dr. Mulherin.
Yeah,
child, Dr. Mulherin,
sure was.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you were mentioning.
So, you want some root beer?
No.
Very good.